Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. We're reporting to you live once again from Cantalamba, and actually just as I started the recording, Margaret walked up. She wants to say hello. Margaret, how old are you? How old are you?
10 years.
And what grade are you in?
3.
You're in grade 3. And you eat lunch here at Living Compassion?
Yes.
Great. Thanks, Margaret. Okay, so this could actually take the whole 10 minutes, I can see. So as I was talking to Margaret, a bunch of other older children, how old are you guys? How old are you?
14 years.
14 years, and you can tell her English is beautiful. What's your name?
Emma Moringa.
Emma. All right, Emma. And Emma, you come to Living Compassion to eat your lunch?
Yes.
And so she heard Margaret talking to us, and she wanted to come say hello. Do you have anything you would like to say to the people in America?
Yes.
Okay, so Emma's going to tell us in Bemba what she wants to say, and then we'll translate for her. So Emma, what would you like to say? Her friends are helping her.
Therefore, I'm going to struggle uniform. But I'm supporting the Zapato, Shaku School, and Shakuata.
Okay, so I confess, Teresa helped me. But the rough translation is that she's thanking Living Compassion for the food that she eats, and she's hoping that she'll continue to be sponsored so that she can have a proper uniform and shoes that she can wear to school. Teresa's impressed. I confess that the word zapato, which is the Bemba word for shoe, is very similar to Spanish, so that's how I got that one. So we actually had a whole sort of tour planned for you, a framework that we were going to do for this update, but I can see that life is taking us in a different direction. So I think we're just going to let life tour you around the property. So I'm walking into the lunchroom right now, walking with Twai Bu. Hi, Twai Bu, how are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
Great. Hey, Twai Bu, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
He's 12 years old, thank you. So Twai Bu was one of the first children that we met when we first came for the first 100 children 6 years ago. So yeah, he would have been 6 years old. So I'm in the lunchroom where three of the women, Beauty, hi Beauty, how are you?
I'm fine, Anna, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Beauty and Foster and Maureen are serving lunch to, these are probably mostly 5th and 6th graders. And Charles is doing he's taking down the names of the students who are arriving. Hey, Charles.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. So Charles is holding this huge record book that has every single one of the 800 children's names in it. And as they arrive each day, they check them off and actually keep track of who shows up each day to eat and who doesn't. One of my favorite parts is how Teresa right now is playing this role. Someone, one of the teachers, sits outside on the porch, and as they come up, they have to open up their school books and show their work of the schoolwork that they've done from that day, to whoever's on watch. So, because one of the prerequisites to having lunch at the Living Compassion property is that you have to have gone to school that day. So they show their work to whoever's checking it to make sure that they've actually done their work. So while I've got you, Charles, I wanted to ask you about I hear that you have done very well with the grade 7 students from the community. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, of course. Here we deal with the children who are either vulnerable or are orphaned. So what we do when we pick them, we groom them, and then when we see that they have caught up with the Zambian syllabus, we send them to government schools where they can write exams.
Okay.
And so far, all the students that we have taken to government school have done very well. In fact, 100% pass rate.
Wow, that is amazing. So what Charles is saying is that there are a number of students whose families can't afford even the small, what we would consider a small fee, to send their children to government school. And so they come to us, and Charles teaches them in a special classroom. And when he feels like they've caught up enough that they can go catch up with the government school, they're sponsored to go to government school. And what he's saying is that every single one of the students that he has put back into a government school, grade 7, has passed the national grade 7 exams. And that's truly remarkable, because even students who have been in government school their entire lives, there isn't a very high pass rate of the grade 7 exam. So that really says a lot for what Charles is doing for these students. I'm walking down the porch now, about 3 rooms past where I was with the kids eating, and I'm walking into the Living Compassion Sewing Cooperative, where, let's see, Georgina and Ethel are working in here. They're working on sewing some skirtalombas that someone in the Sangha ordered, and they're going to sew, I don't know, about 30 skirts for us to take back. Yeah, I'm reporting, Ethel. What are you doing right now?
I'm cutting the material for skirtalombas.
You're cutting the material for the skirtalombas. All right. Yes. So these industrial, there are 2 industrial sewing machines in here. They were bought about, how long ago did we buy these machines, Ethel?
Sorry?
When did we buy these sewing machines? Do you remember?
Yes, I can remember. We bought them in 2010.
We bought them in 2010, so we've had them for about 2 years. So they're a great resource, because it's a way for the cooperative to make product, not just for us to take back to the United States, but often Georgina will work on making uniforms for local children, and families will buy them from the cooperative and that sort of thing. So it's an excellent source of income. Here comes my buddy Naomi. Oh, she brought her jump rope. You may have been reading in the blog that for some reason Naomi's really... Hi, Naomi. How are you?
I'm fine.
For some reason, Naomi's really taken a liking to us this trip. And she, every time when she comes to eat lunch, she just hangs out and spends the rest of the day with us. So Naomi is going to stay out and play with her friends while I'm walking into the largest classroom at the end of the property. Where Veronica has gathered, I can't believe it, it's so exciting. Just yesterday, Veronica and Teresa and I were having a conversation about the library books. Over time, we've been bringing books over. And I said to them, you know, there it seems like there's a lot of the books that are just sitting there and they're not being used. And gosh, I think if we're not going to be able to use them, maybe we should give them away. And Teresa was saying, yeah, the issue is that many of the children, of course, in Cantalomba, they can't read. So they might be in, say, you know, grade 5, but they can't read a book that a 5th grader in the United States would read, because it's just way above their level. And so I was saying to these folks, well, gosh, maybe we should give these books to a community that can use them. And Veronica just looked at me and she said, no, Jen. She said, I am going to start gathering students and reading with them every day. And so she sent word around just yesterday, sent word around to the community and said, hey, we're going to start this reading program. And I actually had no idea they were going to start it today. I walked in the room and there must be, I don't know, 30 kids, at least, actually, sitting on these desks. It's as many as can possibly fit. There are more outside waiting. So Teresa decided they're going to do it in 30-minute shifts. And they're in here reading. And Teresa and Veronica are going through the books with them and helping them with the words that they can't understand and that sort of thing. So, Veronica, how did the students do today on the first day of your reading program?
Okay. According to the first day, the children, they were reading.
They were reading.
Yeah, they were reading their books. Each and everyone have to read the book.
And it looks like they're really excited about being in the program, yeah?
Yeah, they are very, very exciting and very interesting. Mm.
It's a real service you're doing. Thank you, Veronica.
You are welcome, Jen.
It is action-packed around here. I just walked out of that main classroom. I'm walking out into the yard area, and Phil and Joy are out here with their little 3-year-olds from the English preschool.
How are you? How are you? Good. You?
Fine.
Okay. Joking.
And Phil, will you do the song for us again that you were doing just a moment ago?
Hello, how are you?
How are you? Hello. How are you? Hello. How are you? Hello. How are you? Hello. How are you?
how perfect. And then off in the distance, I'm hearing the women singing. I'm going to go find them. I think they're just cooking. Hang on. They've just put the piece of jitenge on me, which means I have to dance, so I have to go. Thanks for listening.